Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. A 6-3 victory for Brayhead Clan against Edinburgh Capitals. With me, as always, to dissect the game is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, a patched-up team tonight, but did the job at the end.
Yeah, it was a pretty ugly game, but we got through it. It's not a lot of fun, really, you know, when you got, you know, Edinburgh so beat up and obviously losing bodies, and so are we here, but we managed to do enough to get the win and move on, and now we turn our attention to Manchester.
We'll talk about Manchester shortly, but some debutants tonight. Tony Dalman came in. Richard Hartman, you had to turn to your assistant to play tonight. The two young lads, Duncan Spears and Stuart Kerr, how did you feel they all did tonight?
I thought they looked good. I mean, it's never easy to come in, you know, for Tony to come into a new team and, you know, get one pregame skate under your belt and then go, you know, so it's never easy. But there's a lot of good parts of his game. He's a smart player. He finds the ice well. He's got a heavy shot, you know, and we saw some good things out of there. And, you know, he's only going to get better and better as he gets more comfortable with his line mates and we find him kind of his natural position. Hearts, yeah, three assists did he have? Yeah, I'll be hearing about that all year. But no, I mean he stepped up, and I don't sure how excited he was to play, but you know he did a good job, and he's got good hands, he's got patience, and we saw that on that second goal where he set Brooksy up for a second assist. So it was good. It was good to see him. The guys got a good laugh, and you know the bench came together whenever he got a point, and then obviously you know for Spearsy to get a goal,
yeah.
You know you can see the reaction. The guys gave him a standing applause, and that's why we play the game. It's always fun to see that, and you know before the game we asked the guys to help these young guys out. We were all there at one point. You know, and make them feel comfortable, and make sure that they understand with you know good communication with Kersey back there, and you know they played a lot of minutes. They got out there quite a bit, and it's always fun to see when you can do that with young guys.
Jordan County as well. He returned. He's been away from the club for a few months. How did you feel he settled in?
Yeah, Counts played better. I thought he played really well. We moved him around left and center, and I thought he looked good. He was you know confident on the puck, and he was a bit different player I thought than when he left. You know, he had played with a bit more confidence, and he was good. You know, he played a good solid game for us. He created some stuff offensively, and yeah, I liked a large portion of his game.
Was there ever a possibility of you donning the skates again one last time, if the way things were going?
No, I don't think this country will allow me anymore. But no, it was getting pretty close, wasn't it? But yeah, you know, obviously, it's tough times. I mean, we were able to put quite a large team out there, but we were pulling guys from every which way, and it's a good opportunity for other guys to step up and get some ice time and see some situations maybe they normally wouldn't see. So. All in all, it was a good night, but now we definitely need to be better, you know, systematically and attention to detail if we want to get anything out of Manchester.
You'll have Nathan McKeever back for the weekend, the two games against Manchester. What about the other guys that featured tonight? Tony obviously is part of the team, but the likes of Richard, the two young lads from Solway, will they feature again?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens here as far as, obviously they got domestic action as well in their own team and that comes first. Unfortunately, it is, you know, same with County. County's going to play on Saturday and you know, we're hopeful that he'll come back up on Sunday. They don't have a game, so we'd like him to come back up and we'll cross that bridge here. And but yeah, we'll see what kind of reinforcements we'll get and we'll dissect our lineup and see where we're at.
As I say, it's Manchester Storm. They're in a good run of form at the moment. They're hunting down Coventry Blaze for that last playoff place. There's been a lot of goals in previous meetings between them. How do you view those two games coming up?
Yeah, we've played them now a few times. We played them a couple of times in their barn. So we know that they're offensively, their talent is talented as anyone in the league. They can score goals in bunches. And, you know, we want to make sure that we're stiff defensively, or, you know, defensively, that we're not allowing them to transition with speed. The offensive side in those small rinks, which is you know been a positive for us so far this year. We've played well in those rinks. we just want to get a lot of traffic, a lot of traffic to the net. It's not a place where you can, you know, can overcreate. You know, you don't get too many touches before it's got to get to the net here. And we, you know, we got to change it up a little bit. We got to practice here tomorrow morning. We'll get on and we'll make sure we're focused. These are huge points, you know. If we can get lucky enough to get a, you know, four more this weekend, we put ourselves right back in that hunt, and that's our goal.
And of course, Manchester have just signed Derek Rail as well, a player you know well from his time here at the club. What will he give to Manchester Storm in terms of his abilities?
I mean, he'll add to their lineup. Obviously, they're a bit depleted as well from what I've seen last time. And you know, a player like Relzi will fit in, and he'll add. He can play almost in any position, which is good for them. And you know, and I'm sure he'll be gung ho and ready to play against Brayhead, and we'll be ready to play against him.
Ryan, thanks very much.
Thanks.